Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you are having a fantastic Friday. You have made it through the week. Congratulations. We are almost there. Hopefully, we have a beautiful weekend in Pensacola, maybe a beach day. I was asked a minute ago, you know, what I had to do this weekend. Oh, the lovely clean, because, you know, I just keep putting it off and it's no fun. But I'll get it done. Have a good time. Hopefully you will have a great time this weekend. I am here with Commander Air, Cole Commander, and Charlie Driver. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we need you right now. It's getting so hot, and I know my AC will not stop.
Oh, yeah. It's getting busy.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your company, where you're located.
Yeah, so we're just a locally owned company, started by my grandpa in 1965. So, you know, my grandpa started the company, my dad took it over, and we're located at 251 West 9 Mile Road, so right at the intersection of Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road. Been serving Pensacola for three generations. So.
I love it that you're live and local.
Yep.
That's awesome, because everybody likes it when you're local. They can come visit you if they got an, you know, issue going on. I see here, too, that you're available 365 days a year.
Yep, we got somebody 8 to 8, 365 days
wow.
a year. So always got somebody here to take care of you. So,
real quick, if you want to join this conversation, you have a question for Commander Air, Cole, or Charlie, please text or call. It's 437-1620. So tell me a little bit about, what are we going to, we need to service these ACs right now because mm-hmm. it's getting hot. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely good to get it checked out. You know, get a good AC tune-up or preventative maintenance done. You know, make sure everything's working good before the hot days get here and you put your system to hard work.
I think it's a little too late, but okay.
Yeah. Plus getting it checked out, you know, you get to catch the little things where they cause big issues. So catch the small, more economical fixes before they cause bigger issues to your equipment. So
Yeah, and, you know, Tammy, the other thing is this time of year, heat seems to be the worst enemy of our mechanical equipment. So,
oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, kind of catching it before, because right when we need it the most is when it's most likely to encounter a failure.
Yep. Absolutely. So regular maintenance is needed. And then let's talk about how to keep your AC going, especially this time of year.
Yeah. So, you know, kind of like I just said, you know, regular maintenance is very mm-hmm. important. Make sure your drain lines are clear. You know, make sure you're treating your drain line once a month, keeping your filters clean. Mm-hmm. You know, all that stuff. A dirty filter restricts airflow, which causes many other problems. Mm-hmm. Stopped up drain line causes water issues. We don't want that. So, you know, those are the kind of the small things that customers can do. And then, like I said, you know, having a preventative maintenance done, you know, we recommend once or twice a year. You know, some customers get it twice, some customers get it once a year, but really just having somebody go through your machine, make sure everything's up to a good working order. You know, just like you keep the oil change in your car, you want to make sure things are working right and make sure everything's up to snuff before it gets real hot. So
I want you to know that Tina told me she that your grandfather's amazing.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
The legend,
yes. He's great. So, you know, he comes from a lineage that's amazing. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Also, you have a new AC and heating showroom.
Yeah. So, I guess we moved up to our new office in 2019. So, I guess it's not brand new anymore. But, yeah, we have a showroom. People can come in. You know, our whole office, all the air conditioning in it is displayed. So, mm-hmm. we have mini splits in all of our offices. We have a regular system that, a unitary system that controls the showroom and controls, you know, the offices on the west side of the building. So everything's running. It's all on display. Customers come see it.
Very cool.
See what it sounds like, see what it looks like, and see it in action. So
I love that.
Yep.
Every time you can see something in person, that's better, right?
Yeah, well, it's a big purchase, and it's a decision that, you know, you have to live with it a long time. You know, the average age of an air conditioner is about 12 to 15 years, so it's a purchase that you're going to have for a while, so you want to make sure you make the right decision whenever you make that purchase.
Absolutely. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I am here with Cole Commander and Charlie Driver with Commander Air. You can visit them at commanderair.net. Their phone number is 456-9971. I have a friend text in. Do they have any? Do you offer any discount for purchasing multiple windows? Do y'all sell windows?
We do not sell windows.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
But we'll get that answer for you, because I do know people that sell windows. So thank you for texting that in. Actually, hang on. Let me figure that out.
And they may be talking about window units, maybe. But we do not sell window units.
Okay. And do you have a smart air conditioner unit? What is changing in AC technology? That's right.
Yeah. So industry, it's an exciting time to be in the industry because it's changing a lot. You know, for the past however long, you know, ever since AC was created, you know, it's been kind of operating off the same technology. You know, we've had advancements in the SEER rating, advancements in efficiencies, but now in the industry we're kind of changing to, you know, side discharge inverter systems is kind of the future of what our industry is going to. So, you know, we sell Daikin equipment. We have a Daikin Fit system that we sell, and it's a small side discharge inverter system, very energy efficient. It hooks up to Daikin One Cloud Services. We can monitor the unit remotely, be able to see all your sensors in your system. It'll give us updates if you have errors. So the industry is changing a lot from just your basic air conditioner to now, you know, sitting in the office, we can see how every sensor in your machine is running and
really
see how everything's operating. So
that's really cool. That's some awesome new technology, actually.
Yep. So
yeah, very
and,
neat.
And with those thermostats that come along with those new systems and new technologies, homeowners have so many more options on how they manage their energy, how they manage their comfort. You know, just last night, you know, my house was a little humid and I just bumped the air a little bit right there from my bedside, you know, 9:30
really?
At night. And I'm just adjusting the air.
You don't
from
have
my,
to get out of the
phone.
Bed.
No.
It's a miracle.
Phone was nearby and wow. Comfort was soon to follow. So,
you know what I really like is those mini splits.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yes.
I feel like that's some really cool technology. So, like, you can make your bedroom 68 and the rest of the house 72?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So,
that's
mini splits create a lot of, I don't know if the modularity might be the right word.
Zoning capabilities.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Gives us a lot of flexibility on, you know, I saw a customer this week. She was from California. He's from Florida. She liked it one way. He wanted it another. And so, they said, hey, I want to divide my house up into, you know, separate zones. And it was a mini split solution that's mm-hmm. what solved that need for them.
That's really cool.
Yeah, or people wanting to cool, you know, bonus rooms on the backside of their house, people wanting to cool their garages.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
know,
yeah.
Close in a Florida room, you know, anything like that. It's a really good application for that. And it's very energy efficient. So yeah. Don't really even notice the extra runtime.
Really? That's mm-hmm. really cool. So I know this is a big question. How do you determine what size unit you need?
Yeah, so that's a... There's a lot that goes into that. You know, back in the day, they just had rules of thumb. You know, is this square footage, it needs this size unit, but it doesn't really operate like that anymore.
Okay.
So, you know, every contractor should have a load calculation software. So you actually pretty much build the floor plan into the house, into the software system. You know, you say what direction it faces. So, you know, what way the sun's going to hit the house, how many windows it has, the direction that the windows face, the insulation. So it's, you know, everybody... There's a software program that loads everything out. It takes everything to account and tells you exactly what size system you have, how much humidity you need to control. So
this is awesome.
Yeah, you're looking at how leaky is a home, you know, based on its age or based on certain features like fireplaces or, you know, everybody's house is different, right? We all have something unique, and that software, or you can do it by hand.
You can do it by hand.
If you have a lot of time and a calculator handy. Mm-hmm. But you can actually... you know, with some pretty good accuracy, figure out what is the actual need of that house rather than just guessing or using some old rule of thumb.
And there's a lot of things that affect. I mean, the number of people in the house have a large effect on that. And, you know, you wouldn't think the number of people would affect your air conditioner. But, you know, the number of people.
Body heat. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, number of heat. And you put off a lot of moisture as a person, too. Yeah. So you have a lot of latent load.
I never, ever thought of that when it comes
nerdy
to AC.
Real quick,
yeah.
It's 230 BTUs per person per hour.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. So, we're heating this room up right now.
I'm learning all new things this morning. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Commander Air. I am here with Cole Commander and Charlie Driver. If you want more information, head on over to CommanderAir.net, or you can give them a call, 456-9971. If you have a question this morning or a comment, just want to tell us we're awesome, right, guys?
Absolutely.
437-1620. You are welcome to text or call, whichever you would like. So we were talking about the latest in technologies with AC. We talked about mini splits, what can determine the size of the unit you need, which I think is amazing they have technology now to figure that out. You know, if you ever were in a time you needed to buy one and you've been holding off, now's the best time, I feel like. I mean, you can really get what exactly you need, which
you
I think is amazing.
And yeah. You can narrow it down. And the machines, kind of talking about the technology, they look at more than just temperature now. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the higher technology machines. You know, we have our Daikin Fit system. Once it wants to cool your house, it wants to hit that desired temperature level. But after it hits that, then it looks at, okay, what is my humidity in the house? So if your humidity is above a set level, then it goes into a dehumidification mode, and it'll actually overcool your house up to 3 degrees, trying to remove humidity out of your house. So it's more than just temperature that we're looking at now. It's we want your house to be comfortable.
And we know that when you lower the humidity, you can raise the temperature, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when the humidity is under control, basically, 40 to 50, right? 40 to 50% humidity. Then you can raise that temperature up, which will reduce your power, energy bill.
Yeah, well, I mean, the new machine.
That's really what's important these days.
For sure. And the new machines as a whole, they operate more efficiently anyway. But as you get lower humidity in your house, you feel more comfortable at a higher temperature.
Right.
So
that what you're saying is those new AC units do that for you? They gauge that to see.
Yes.
Okay.
They're gonna.
So that new system is it's constantly looking at temperature and humidity.
I love that.
And trying to achieve both levels for us to keep us comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so it gives us as homeowners, it gives us more flexibility to say, hey, I might want to run my unit at 78 degrees today to save money on my power bill, but in the same token, I really don't want to be over 55-60% humidity and be sticky
yeah.
wet in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so these units give us that capability.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that also goes back to the sizing correctly also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
because what happens
important.
If you undersize your unit?
If you undersize your unit, it might work okay in the spring or in the fall, but in the summer you're going to be hot. You know, you're not going to be able to handle that heat load.
And it's going to run continuously.
Yeah, it's going
to
run a lot, use
and
more
never
power.
Satisfy the thermostat.
Yep. And then
I just had a friend ask me that. How do we need new windows? What's going on? The AC won't stop running, and the power bill's going up. So this is definitely an energy efficient system that you're.
Yeah, and there's different ways you can handle that. I mean, you could look at new windows. You could look at more insulation. But also, as a machine gets older, it gets less efficient too. Mm-hmm. So you start having, I was talking earlier about changing your air filter. So if your filters are clogged up, if the coils start getting dirty, you start losing efficiencies. As the coils outside, from being in the elements down close to the salt water start deteriorating, you start losing efficiency. So, as the machine gets older, you start having less BTUs that you can remove from the air also.
Can you just tell me what a BTU is?
Oh, I'm sorry. BTU is it's a British thermal unit. So I know everybody kind of going back to air conditioners, 12,000 BTUs are in a ton. So people kind of look at, people probably know that they have a 3-ton unit in their house or a 4-ton unit in their house.
That.
So a 3-ton unit is designed to handle 36,000 BTUs. So that's what that is. When I talk about BTUs,
it's a measure of energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another way to look at it, the way I was taught was about the amount of heat or energy in striking a match is one BTU.
Oh.
So that striking that match is about a BTU, and there's a really long, complicated way that
sounds like it.
Somebody 100 years figured out the best way to measure that. But it's just a measure of energy, and that's that energy we're trying to move from inside our house to outside our house. We can't get rid of that heat. We're not just blowing cold air into a hot space. We're actually, when we're air conditioning our homes, we're actually removing the heat from our home. So if you ever stood outside on your outdoor unit and felt that hot air, that used to be in your house. So we're actually grabbing the heat and moving it out. We're not just blowing cold air. We're moving heat from indoor to outdoor when we're cooling our home.
Yeah, and my dad always, he kind of correlated it with a sponge, right? We're kind of absorbing that heat inside, taking it outside and kind of wringing it out, wringing that heat out outside. So just a continuous cycle of absorbing heat and removing heat and letting it go outside, or you know, in the reverse in the winter, we're absorbing heat outside and letting it go inside.
Mm-hmm. So. Thank you for that, yep. Because that is, I can see it now. I appreciate that. And also, you have a 12-year parts and labor warranty on new installs.
Yeah, so on all of our Daikin Fit systems, all of our systems in general have a 12-year parts warranty. Mm-hmm. But on all of our Daikin Fit systems, we have a 12-year parts and 12-year labor warranty. So, you know, that doesn't include maintenance. You would have to, mm-hmm. you know, pay for maintenance each year. But if your system has any type of failure, you don't pay for refrigerant, labor, parts, okay. anything. It's all covered.
And I'm telling you from firsthand experience, that can get super expensive super quick.
I can add it. And especially on these newer machines because mm-hmm. they're a lot more efficient and they're better when everything's working right. But when you have to work on them, they're longer to work on. So, you know, yet it's the troubleshooting process and the repair process takes longer. So it's better to have that coverage. So.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Cole Commander and Charlie Driver with Commander Air. You can visit them at commanderair.net or give them a call at 465-9971. You can also join in this conversation. If you have a question, 437-1620, call or text. They're over at 251 Nine Mile Road. They have demonstrations. They have a showroom for you to see. They're available 365 days a year for service and repair. They have a 12-year parts and labor warranty and some really awesome latest technologies in AC and heating system. Ultra-efficient equipment. We all need that right now when the electric bill is going up, right? And it's getting hotter.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, that the point there, Tammy, is nothing's getting cheaper.
No.
You know, I think we can, you know, I think we can all bank on that, you know, not to pick on the power bill or the gas bill or anything else. Nothing's getting cheaper. And anything that we can do as homeowners or as business owners to hedge on that future increase in cost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the largest energy user in most of our spaces is our AC equipment.
Absolutely. I had a friend text in, my capacitor goes out every 3 years. It swells at the top and then stops working. Can I use a more beefed up version than the one I've been using? The AC guy has been putting a $10 one from Amazon in there. Titan Pro capacitor is what he used.
Well, the you know, there's certain reasons that can cause that, that can make it go out each year. There are, I know a Titan HD capacitor, which is a kind of a step up from the Titan Pro, comes with a 5-year warranty, so, you know, out of the box. So, and maybe that would be a good purchase to kind of take that step up. That way you're covered. The manufacturer can kind of cover you a little bit. But, you know, there's different things that on the capacitor that can make it go out. You know, it can be anything from a power surge, so possibly something like a surge protector could help you out. Maybe something like a start booster to help your machine get started where you're not loading up that capacitor so much. So I think most capacitors are damaged by power surges. So like I said, possibly a surge protector or something to go on your air conditioner could help. But I definitely look into, like I said, the Titan HD capacitors do come with a 5-year warranty, so it can kind of cover you a little bit there.
And do you service, I'm sure you do, you service other AC units besides your own? So if someone's calling in, like him, can call you and say, hey, come look, I want you to come look at it, right?
Yeah, we service all makes and models, and definitely not just ones we install, but
right. So yep. He can just call you up. That's 456-9971 if you'd like to call them up. Have them come check it out, see what they recommend for you. That's Commander Air, or you can go over to commanderair.net. I also saw on here that you have a promotion, right? Let's see. 12% on repair and get priority service.
Yeah. So that's our that's a promotion we have online. That's also, you know, one thing that we have with our PM customers. So all of our PM customers, if you're part of our preventative maintenance program, you know, there's no contract, nothing that you have to sign for that. We charge $75 per visit. So if we come out once a year, $75 a year. If we come out twice a year, it's $150 a year. But you pay at your time of service. But yeah, if you're one of our PM customers, you get a 12% discount on all repairs, plus priority service over, you know, just any customer calling in. So,
okay. Very yep. good. Awesome. Sounds great. So we have, right now it's just, I feel like we're going to have a really hot summer, you think?
It kind of took off slow, but I think once it got hot, Paul, it got hot.
Paul, if he's listening to me, Paul with Running Wild was making fun of me this week because mm-hmm. I keep complaining on the air how hot it's going to be. I think last weekend because the sand was already burning my feet and we're in May. So that just means definitely when it comes to AC, definitely with how much it costs to pay for electricity these days, it's good to call you up, get that maintenance done, like our friend text in, maybe see what we can do to maybe help you out a little bit.
Yeah, and it's good to, and I said this earlier, but good to make sure things are in a good working order before summer gets here, because once summer gets here, everybody's unit's breaking down. So we are really busy. You know, yeah. every air conditioner company is really busy in the summer. So it's good to get that checked out before you're, you know, in the same pool as everybody else that has demand issues. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better to preventively check something than, you know, be stuck without something, having to wait on somebody to come fix it.
Yeah, absolutely. And scheduling gets hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, once the heat really hits, everybody's need is all at the same time.
Yep.
And, you know, we do our best, especially for somebody that's just without air. You know, I had two customers yesterday that, you know, we did our best. We got them both up and running temporarily, but, you know, they needed systems like now. So they're going to beat that summer crowd in trying to get equipment mm-hmm. in. But, oh, man, schedule gets tough. Mm-hmm. Days get long. And you know, it's especially long when you're sitting in a hot house.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, I know. I've been there. Remember when Sally hit and everything was out?
Man. Yeah.
And you're just sitting there and just, ugh.
It makes you appreciate things. You know?
It surely does, doesn't it?
You know, all of a sudden that, you know, that AC, you know, paying for that capacitor or paying for that power bill, you wished you were paying that power bill or that capacitor when you don't have cold air.
Yep. And then kind of going on Sally, you know, we also do whole home generators. So
okay.
You know, and also with hurricane season coming soon, make sure you get your whole home generator serviced, because they actually burn oil whenever they do their just normal run test. Mm-hmm. So one issue we did have with Sally is a lot of people, you know, that didn't get their generators maintenance yearly. As soon as the power went out and the generators came on, it ran for like 2 days and then throw a low oil pressure code. And then shut off. So then they got an expensive generator that wasn't maintenance properly, so it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's just another little thing.
No,
make sure to get
great.
That checked
Everyone
out
needs
before
to know
hurricane
this. I mean,
season.
Hurricane season's coming up, so mm-hmm. anything we can do to prevent, you know, be ready for that, goodness.
Yep.
For sure. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Cole Commander and Charlie Driver with Commander Air. You can visit them at commanderair.net or give them a call at 456-9971. They are at 251 9 Mile Road. They have Commander Air's AC and heating showroom. So you have demonstrations. This is a big purchase, right? Mm-hmm. This is something that's going to be around, sticking around with you for a long time. But you want to make sure you get your money's worth. You want to make sure that it's the right size and unit for your house. And yeah. Like you said, you might want to touch on it a second, is you have the latest technology.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, kind of the key when you're talking about with it being a big purchase, you know, it's, you know, at Commander Air, our mission statement or our purpose, you know, is creating comfort for generations. And so, you know, we want to be able to keep you comfortable in your home, but we also want to make the buying process comfortable too. Because, like I said, it's a big purchase that you're stuck with but that you have for a long time. So we want to make sure that, you know, we have that showroom where you can come in and check things out. You know, uh-huh. our sales process and our guarantees make it a comfortable process. We want to keep you comfortable.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me today. It has been a pleasure having you on the show. Like I said, head on over to commanderair.net or give them a call, 456-9971. We have the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs next. So they're going to have a secret garden tour this weekend. So stay tuned. More to unpack.